Welcome to Listen.
Welcome to Lesson 175. We're ending our piece now on the Proverbs Ladder of Character, where we're looking at literally our character, my character, and how God is working within our character to reveal to us who we truly are. And we've talked through all these ideas of renewal. We've talked through this idea of relational. We've talked through these ideas of the battle that goes on within, and how your character is fighting against your sin nature. And then Watchman Nee showed us how your character, because God is seated in the Holy of Holies within you, can defeat your nature simply by obeying and following the Lord. So now we're looking at this spiritual journey, this growth we go on, and you can see the link between what the Holy Spirit is doing, Jesus Christ in you, and your response. So you look at the screen, and we have at the bottom the new birth. There we're talking about in John 3:3, where Jesus literally tells Nicodemus, you must be born again. And then in Galatians 2:20, where it literally says that the key is that we have to literally be willing to crucify ourselves, right, in order to live for God. It says, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So there's the new birth. You work your way now up through this pyramid, and you have the new man. 2 Corinthians, when we look at that, in 2 Corinthians 5, it says, for whoever's in Christ, verse 17, is a new creation. Old things have passed away, all things have become new. That's the new birth. You look at Romans chapter 8, in verse 9 and 10, it says there, when Paul's talking to the church at Rome, it says, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, anyone who doesn't have the Spirit of Christ is not his. But if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So how do you go from the new birth to a mature new man? Let's click on the screen. The key question we're asking is, what do I have to do to inherit that promise? And the whole thing behind here is surrender. It's changing from being independent to being dependent on him being Lord of your life. So that bottom foundation is the relationship that he's formed in you when he took residence in your heart, in the innermost man, and then reveals to you what he wants, and then he's training you, and then he internalizes things, restores you, and you walk. So on the left, you have as the Spirit works, and I respond. So in relationship, the Spirit saved me. He sealed me for him, and now I'm united, and I can commune with him. Revelation means he's giving me knowledge. He's showing me things, and I'm learning and understanding. Training, he's instructing me, and I'm reckoning the things I've learned up to apply them in my life. Internalizing those things, he's directing and prompting me on how I live, and I'm yielding. Restoring me, I don't always yield. He convicts me, and I confess. And then finally, walk. As he leads me, I obey. Getting to that point of letting him lead you and you obeying to him involves all those times you're going to have to confess because you're not doing it because of your flesh. And that those lower layers are all based on how well you're willing to let him train you for the things he's revealed to you, and then internalize them to live by them. This is the journey we're on. This is answering the question, why am I here? He's perfecting us more and more to be like his son. So when we enter eternity, he can look at us and say, well done, because our lives radiate Jesus Christ in the way we live. This is lesson 175.